They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
This past weekend, I was doing some volunteer work with the local Salvation Army. It was a drive to get folks to donate school supplies. While there, a man came up to us and started talking about how the Salvation Army Recovery Center helped him turn his life around and how now he cares for his family with a good job and a bright future. The person in charge of this volunteer event was Major Jason Poff, a recent transplant to the Des Moines, Iowa area. And that's where we're going to start with this story that really caught me off guard. We had a man come by here who with two children,
yep,
who was singing the praises of your adult recovery service. This is a service, I'm going to let you explain what it is, but he gave all honor and glory to the Salvation Army for turning his life around. I thought it was a fantastic statement, something we should have captured on video, by the way, says the marketing guy. Tell us, what is this and what is it doing?
Well, our adult rehabilitation centers have programs where we'll take people from detox all the way through multiple levels of recovery. This gentleman, as he approached us, told us he actually spent time in two different recovery centers, one in Minnesota and one in here, and talked about how it changed his life. And that's absolutely true. It's an opportunity for them to get a faith-based pattern of changing the trajectory of their life.
And those life trajectories can be awfully self-deprecating. I mean, they can really be a causation for all kinds of problems down the road. So when you talk about this adult recovery service, how long is it? What do you do? How do people find out about it? Where is it at?
Well, it varies. The programs vary as far as times, and I don't have the specific information for Des Moines. Usually a detox program will go up to 30 days, and then the other programs can, I know if people have been up to 2 years working on their own recovery. So, you know, it can vary for individuals, but, you know, the key is that people come in and they're kind of guided on how to make better choices. Often we find ourselves, nobody chooses to be addicted, right? But a lot of times we don't plan our life out in a way that steers us away from that. And so that's what we try to do, is give them skills to help make choices that will lead them where they ultimately want to be versus where they are.
Well, one of the things that was so evident about this young man that stopped by, and he stopped again, he had two children with him, he was very well dressed, he was giving all honor and glory to this whole recovery system, and at the same time, he said to me, off mic, obviously, he said, I have everything to be thankful for, I have a fantastic job, a great family, I'm raising my kids, and I've got everything going for me now, and it's all because of this.
Yeah, and really, while that's an incredible compliment, it's true. But it's also due to some hard work that he's put in. He's had to make the choices and the decisions. We've given him opportunities, and he's taken those opportunities. And we together have been a part of his life transformation.
Major Poff with the Salvation Army, he's headquartered now in Des Moines, but I understand you're kind of close by to my hometown of Detroit originally.
I am originally from Flint, and we just moved here from Grand Rapids, so Michigan's near and dear to my heart.
Well, you've got some challenges in Flint as well, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks for doing this.
Hey, my pleasure.
Well, that concludes another edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for tuning in. By the way, we will have links to the Salvation Army website up on our radio blog. All right, thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For Major Jason Poff and the rest of the crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.